today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Once again, just trying to tap into how tough it is for people out there in tourism at the moment. There's an interesting little tale here. It's on page 7 of today's Cairns Post. Matthew Newton wrote, I won't read the whole thing, but just give you an idea in just a moment. Things are pretty bleak, it says, down at the Cairns Marina. One family-run business looking at just one guaranteed reef trip in 6 weeks. And it goes on to say, while the opportunity eligible businesses obtain the newly announced COVID grants is welcomed, it's more of a band-aid than the bandage that's needed to stem the millions of dollars the local industry is hemorrhaging. I'll cut to the chase here because they quote the people. This is, in fact, Claire and Jan Zwick. They're the owners of Coral Sea Dreaming Dive and Sail. And it goes on to say, Mrs. Wick said, tourism everywhere is just crippled. It's just crippled, insisting it was time to bring back JobKeeper for tourism and hospitality industries immediately. She said, this time casual staff needed to be included in the package. Now, it goes on further to quote Mrs. Wick. And she says here, she would love to put up a drone every day at our Cairns Marina and send a photo to the federal government showing how many boats have left that day. This is for the brief. On Saturday, she saw just one, and that was the Fitzroy Flyer, just going over to Fitzroy Island. On Sunday, yesterday, she counted two. I mean, it's paralysis. Claire's on the line. Claire Zwick, owner-operator, Coral Sea Dreaming Dive and Sail. Hello, Claire.
Yeah, good morning, John.
A whole lot of people would say good on you for saying we've just got to get the message to far off Canberra that this is just paralysis and catastrophic.
Yeah, indeed it is. I'd like to say thank you very much for being our voice and advocating our current position. It's literally absolutely devastating. Mm. It's been grueling. For a year and a half, we've had 2 months of good trade. Mm. And that's it. You know, we're constantly trying to think outside the box, try to be the genie in the bottle, trying to think of new ways, remarketing, new demographics, different avenues with research, how to just simply survive, and it's like every day, you're getting up and you're searching for the grant, you're searching for the funding, and you're constantly thinking, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this, you know? So where we're at now is we're pretty much come to a standstill. I feel like we are facing the May of last year. That's really where we are. But now we're not really getting any assistance.
Yeah, and this is the point you're making. It's a point that Ken Chapman was at pains to make last week too. He said we're going to have our borders opening. Inevitably, whether it's early next year, mid next year or whatever, if those borders open and these people start coming back and there's no industry, there's no tourism industry because it's been decimated by bankruptcy, what's the point? We have got to have an industry still standing. So that obviously got a lot of people talking about, the gravity of this situation. You're saying not only do we need assistance, we need JobKeeper again. Now, people have been saying, we need the New South Wales system, JobSaver, where the federal government kicks in with the state government, et cetera. You're saying, no, let's get back to the real thing. This is what Josh Frydenberg says. Oh, no, we're not going back to JobKeeper. You're saying, well, if you don't, you may have an absolutely crippled tourism industry on your hands.
That's correct. I mean, you've got to look at tourism is literally a $30 billion gross domestic product for our economy. You're right. If you don't keep us alive at the foundations, there will be nothing for those new visitors to come to, let alone the fact of us having to try to work out how to build a confidence in that marketplace when the borders do open up as well. I mean, that in its own right is going to be a long time. We're not talking next year, maybe the year after, the year after until we can actually return to some form of normalcy.
Well, good on you, Claire, for speaking out anyway. You've done it very effectively and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, with the JobKeeper, that was wonderful for us as well. That certainly kept us alive as well as many thanks to the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority. For the grant that we were so successful in achieving over the last year. But with the JobKeeper, it was wonderful for, permanent staff, but as is natural to the tourism and particularly the marine tourism industry, most of our staff are casual and they only work for a few months and then they leave, and it's such a high turnover industry that we really, really need to see that JobKeeper also expanded to casual.
Yeah, good on you, Claire. Yeah. Thank you. That's Claire Zwick, Z-W-I-C-K. That story, by the way, there was page 7 of the Cairns Post today by Mark Murray in the Cairns Post.